Well-trodden ground, but a track is a trace. A track is often the trace in the process of making itself, in the sense that laying down the track is a pre-imagining of its trace. This makes it clear. And such is the industrial ruin, such is the cold space, full of modern-day threats. Threats inexistent in the classical ruin, in the nocturnal but always safe world of pre-production at all costs. As early as the steam engine, there appear to be things to be afraid of after the spaces have closed and the workers have gone home and then the workers have died and so have the children. The things are still threatening. I think that's the thing with cold spaces, or at least with these kinds of cold spaces. They flick a series of under-the-skin switches, whether they regard daylight or
well, brown.
The water looks brown, etc. The wires look black.
Mentally wander, emotionally wander, physically wander, as respected in an out of peace, still in an out of peace.